Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to our boardroom chats. We get so many comments and compliments on these boardroom chats. We've been doing them quite a long time.
Yeah, since 2020.
Since 2020. Lord, gee, that's going on our fifth year.
Yeah, well, 251 of them, to be exact.
Praise the Lord. What a blessing of God. I hope you're enjoying them. We enjoy coming into your home or wherever you're viewing this. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And thank you for watching. And all our partners, thank you for supporting us the way you do, that we're able to do all these things, buy all this equipment, fly all over the world, preach this glorious gospel. It's just such a blessing. And I've had people tell me, I went to churches, they said I was so accessible, it was like watching a boardroom chat. You know what I'm saying?
Those kind of things. Oh, when you preached?
Oh, yeah. You know, because, you know, I like people, you know, and God is so good and gracious. So we thank you for tuning in today. I want to ask y'all a question. Do y'all like noise? Kathy, do you like noise?
Not some noise I do, not all noise.
You know, I notice when things are noise, there's something going on.
Yeah, I do like activity.
There's a whole lot of shaking going on, like they say, you know. I want you to go with me to the book of Psalms 100. And I was thinking about this today, and we're going to talk about noise, that the God we serve is noisy.
Noisy.
And we should be noisy too.
So heaven's a noisy place.
It's a very noisy place. My family today, that's a noisy people. Remember that? I remember we'd go eat Christmas dinner, always Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving at Grandma's. I don't know how we ever fit in that little house, but we did. Enough kids, and you could barely hear yourself. You had to shout to talk, but everybody seemed to be enjoying himself.
And you had to interrupt, or you didn't
talk. Yeah, you just had to jump in there and get what you can, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Psalms 100, if you got a Bible, I want you to look what it says in verse 1. Now, this is a powerful, powerful little psalms. It's not very big. It's only 5 verses. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Have you ever seen some sad, disgusted, messed up Christians?
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I want to talk about this, years ago, and I've been to England many times preaching, and they're wonderful people, but I wanted to go to Westminster Abbey to see that. You know, I'm a history buff. I like all that kind of stuff. So I walked in, and I'm looking around, and man, and you know me, I thought, man, look how, I said, Kathy, look how nice this is. And then I began to notice how many people were buried in the church, and man, I mean, they had people buried in the walls, under the floor, I mean, everywhere. I mean, you know, I said, my God, man, this is, and this bishop or whatever his name, vicar, you know, very, very reverend doctor. he said, quiet in the church, quiet in the church.
And it was really pretty quiet.
And I thought so. It was very quiet.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that's the problem with the church world. We're too quiet.
Too quiet, yeah.
We ought to be talking about Jesus on a daily basis, shouting from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet.
Amen.
Because of the goodness of that God is. And look what it says. Let me read Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Now, think about that. That means you ought to be in a good mood. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now look at verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hmm. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. To his truth endure to all, and his truth endure to all generations. My God, think about that. Generation to generation. Now, Kathy, do you have an amplified or?
I was actually looking at it in the Passion Translation
Read all of them. Yeah,
okay.
Now, watch this.
Psalms 100 in the Passion Translation says, lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord.
Glory.
Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere.
Okay, come on now, Chrissy, shout.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Everyone,
we got to do what the word
everywhere.
Says.
You shout too, right
shout,
where you're at.
Shout.
Verse 2 says, as you serve him, be glad and worship him.
Amen.
Sing your way into his presence with joy.
Come on, Jesus.
I like that. Verse 3 says, and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure.
Ooh, glory.
You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. so kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation.
I like how he said, bring you thanks offering.
Yes.
You know, when you say thank you to God and we love you, that's an offering as unto the Lord. And that's such a blessing of the Lord. And you know, people say, well, why are y'all so noisy? We happy people. Notice if you had a party and it's noisy, it's cooking.
Yeah.
But if it's quiet, nobody saying nothing, it's boring and all that kind of. And I've been to some boring churches, man. My Lord, if somebody had shouted, people would have passed out and died. You know, my God. But I like the noise of the Lord. Mm. And in Acts chapter 2, suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
Yeah.
Woo, that's noisy.
I like
that. See, something coming in. See, God is full of joy, and we should be talking and thanking him every day with a thanks offering for who he is. Now, you stay right there at Psalms 100 and go with me to Psalms 95. And look what it says here. Psalms 95, verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. I want you to read that in the Passion, if you can. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 3. Okay. Read that again.
Can you get to the Passion?
Where you was? You was King James?
No, I was somewhere else. Anyway,
okay.
It says 95. Come on, everyone. Let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout our loudest praises to our God who saved
us. Okay, stop. Come on, everybody. Shout your loudest praises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
I wasn't my loudest.
I know.
I can go louder, but I'm kind of considerate of the mic.
Just stick your head up like that way and then catch it in it. Ready?
Hallelujah.
1, 2, 3. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I was just thinking about the Super Bowl's about to happen.
Oh, there's
going to
be
a whole
screaming.
Lot of shouting going on in the dome.
I mean, screaming
right
like
here
crazy.
In New Orleans area,
why
actually,
can't
where
we do it as under the Lord?
Amen.
Now, that's the second Psalm God tell it. Read that again. Psalm 95, read 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Okay, come on, everyone. You want me to start again at 1?
Sure.
Come on, everyone. Let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout our loudest praise to our God who saved us. Everyone, come meet his face with a thankful heart.
Ooh,
don't hold back your praises. Make him great by your shouts of joy. For the Lord is greatest of all, King, God over all other gods.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's as good as it gets.
Amen.
You know, if you're not able to shout, you don't know the Jesus I know. You're so concentrated on what's going on in the world, when you ought to be concentrated about what's going on in heaven. His will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. And it's just such a blessing. We ought to be living here like we were living in heaven. And I want to tell you something. And heaven's a noisy place because I've been there. I mean, it's just such a blessing of the Lord to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Shout. And it's just such a blessing. Now, you know, go with me to Psalms. Let's see. Well, I'm talking about no, because I believe it's Psalms 145. Let's go to that one real quick. I like the Psalms because that's singing songs. You know what I'm saying? Psalms 145. Now, this is a long Psalms. I want to start with verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Ooh, look what verse 8 says. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
What verse are you on? I'm trying to follow you.
I'm just reading like I'm enjoying
myself. Okay, well, I'll just listen.
Okay, will you listen? Okay.
I thought I was following.
That was verse 8. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. There's so much to praise God about. And if you read all of Psalms, that's Psalm 145, it's amazing what God does for his people. in every which way, shape, or form. Say something, Mama.
I was just trying to follow you. You're on the fast mode.
I'm on the fast mode here. Well, I just told everybody to shout. Let's shout again. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
No, when you hallelujah. When you do shout, it does affect your spirit.
Well, sure it does.
It changes your attitude.
Yeah, hallelujah.
God knew what he was doing when he told us to give him praise.
Well, he says, you know, it brings a smile to your face.
Listen to the Passion Translation of verse 1 of Psalm 145.
Okay.
It says, my heart explodes with praise to you. Now and forever, my heart bows in worship to you.
It said explodes?
Yeah, I love that word.
That's noise.
That's noise. That's
explosions
what I'm saying. It does
loud.
Affect. There's like an explosion going on inside.
Amen. Read it again.
My heart explodes with praise to you. Now and forever, my heart bows in worship to you, my King and my God. Every day I will lift up my praise to your name with praises that will last throughout eternity.
That man, that's good. You know, echoes. Oh, yeah. It's going out. And I think I brought you Psalms 100,
yeah.
Brought you to Psalm 95, brought you to Psalms 145, talked about Acts chapter 2. Suddenly there's a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And what I'm saying is, I asked the question, is your church noisy? If it isn't, maybe, is there any life there? You know, dead people never say nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet.
It's pretty quiet. Nothing. But boy, you get around live people. Ooh, Lord. It's just such a blessing of God. You know, people tell me all the time, you got such joy.
Well, it's contagious, too.
It is very contagious. When I walk in, people start smiling. Brother Jesse here. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? Not because I'm greater than that, but I bring joy with me. I bring noise with me. I like loud music, man. I've always liked loud music. You know, it's just wonderful to, you know, when everybody's cooking, like we say here in South Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. And, you know, people say, well, you know, that's not respectful. Yes, it is. That is scriptural, to be noisy as unto the Lord. I'm not talking about just doing stupid things just to hear yourself holler. I'm talking about truly from the most inner being of who you are, the most inward you have, let it come out with great expression and blessing. And it's so wonderful. I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. And yet so many people, they always say, you know, got to calm down. Don't get crazy. How many times, watch this, you invite maybe your mama who never went to church or maybe, you know, well, whatever. And you say, now, Lord, don't let the church go crazy. Let's have a normal, quiet, boring service. You don't want her to see that.
No.
You want to see the power of God, the shouting of God. And I love it in churches when I see young people come up to the altar and they dance before the Lord and the other people dance before the Lord. And I think, man, it just brings a lifting of the heart.
And this kind of expression of joy is accepted just about everywhere except church, in some churches.
Yeah.
But when you're before the Lord, that should be the biggest expression of what's in your heart. I love Psalms 96. I looked up another Psalm.
Okay, read it out. Yeah, go ahead.
Psalms 96, which is one we have. It was one right before the one we started
with, 95.
Of course.
I know what 96 is. Count.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad.
I'm glad. I went to school. Praise God.
Good. Psalms 96, verse 1 says, go ahead, sing your new song to the Lord. Let everyone in every language sing him a new song. Don't stop. Keep on singing. Make his name famous. Tell everyone every day how wonderful he is.
Read verse 3.
Well, it's 2 and 3 is combined. I'm continuing to do that.
I got to say this in the King James.
Okay.
Verse 2 says, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation. That means soundness from day to day. And I like verse 3. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Feared means respected.
Let me finish reading that in the Passion. It really says it even better.
Yes, yeah,
it says, don't stop, keep on singing, make his name famous, tell everyone every day how wonderful he is. Give them the good news of our great Savior. Take the message of his glory and miracles to every nation. Tell them about all the amazing things he has done. Verse 4, for the Lord's greatness is beyond description, and he deserves all the praise that comes to him, for he is our King, God, and it's right to be in holy awe of him.
Yes, indeed. Now, think about this when Jesus comes and he raises the dead. You don't think that's going to be noisy? I mean, tombs are usually concrete. especially here in South Louisiana, we can't bury people in the ground because they pop out, you know, we have to have tombs, you know, because our water table is soaked.
If there's a flood, they pop out.
Yeah, they'll pop out, son. But think about it, you're going to hear that concrete busting and cracking open, buddy. People coming out there shouting hallelujah, and people going to say, oh, grave, oh, death, where, this is over, son. Life and that more abundant for eternity upon eternity. That's something to shout about every day of your life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when the Lord was coming, I was walking across the parking lot to come here to do this. The Lord said, you know, noise, Jesse, noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes to hear me. And I like to hear him. You know, and I know there's a still small voice at times. We understand that. But I want to tell you something. I'm going to show you how noisy the Father God got with Jesus. When Jesus walked into that water to be baptized mm-hmm. by John the Baptist, God got so excited, for lack of a better way to say it, he forgot himself. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. My God shouted it from heaven. Hmm. Think about when people go, oh my God, what was that? God. And that's what we should be doing every day of our life. To let the light and the life of God and the joy of the Lord, to let people see it from afar and close. Mm. It's just such a blessing to understand that, you know. And I mean that sincerely. And I really believe the Lord wanted me to talk a little bit about this. Because so many times people tell you to hush, especially in church. And I understand to be respectful. There's time that you do that, you know, as the Holy Ghost moves. But if you want to get a church on fire, shouting does it. Mm-hmm. Praising does it. It releases something in your spirit. Well, it's a thanks offering, as we read earlier.
Yeah.
It's God saying, hey, thank you. And before you know it, the Lord is pleased to such a degree that he begins to shout. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I love that. It just reminded me of a title of a sermon that you preached, although I don't remember the context. Maybe you do. But I think the title was, What to Do When the Shout's Gone.
What's to do when the shout? Yeah, I preached that, yeah. So many people, because, you know, they mm-hmm. focus so much on trouble that it destroys their shout. I don't deny trouble in my life. I get trouble all the time. There's always something going on crazy. But greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. And if I think of God as great, it brings noise in my life. Mm-hmm. I shout about it. I just enjoy it. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Sometimes I'm studying and a scripture hit me. I don't know about you. Uh-huh. It hit me and I just want to shout. While I'm in my house, I'm in my study, I just shout, praise God. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went to heaven, you can't say praise God. You know, we do that all the time. Well, praise the Lord. Because they do it. They go, oh, praise. They lift their hands up just to get a shout.
Said that
it becomes
so
an
powerful
action, man, and a reaction. I mean, it's just such a blessing. And we should be doing exactly the same thing here on the earth. Mm-hmm. Maybe the reason why some people don't want to be born again because they've seen such boring, quiet Christians. You know, I don't mean that to be critical, but to be truthful. You know, if you're excited about something. I mean, you ever seen somebody buy a new car and they come driving and go, do you like my car?
No.
No, they don't do that, you know.
No, they've got a big old smile on their face and they can't wait to explain to you
And when you surprise somebody, they get noise. I remember one time, I'll tell you a little story about Chrissy. You know, she's on Glorious, you know, and she was on a diet, you know, and she's fighting this diet. And we were at a place called Rotolo's, which is a little pizza place. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, buy her a pizza. Oh, I said, oh, God, we're going to break the diet, Lord. He said, buy her a pizza, and I'm going to do what the Lord said. And I'm going to tell you something. So we came back from lunch, and the Chrissy was about ready to go. I said, Chrissy, I got you a pizza. She went, glory to God. I deserve it. I'm hungry. I deserve it. You know? Yes, you do. She didn't go, oh, no, pizza. No. And so she ate a few pieces, gave some people. Else. It was a blessing. Blessings make you happy. Do you understand? Make you noisy. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And I mean, when I see babies, I think one of the greatest noises I've ever heard in my life is when a baby laughs. I don't care if you're discouraged, despondent. A baby laughs heartily. It brings joy. People go, because that's innocence at its best. Purity at its best. And they laugh from the very inside of who they are.
Yeah, and physically, Laughter does something to our bodies. Merry heart does do good like a medicine, but they've proved that scientifically as well.
Oh, yes, indeed. So I want you to be noisy today. I want you to think about that and just minister to the Lord. Sometime if you're praying, you might get a little loud. People say, what's going on? So come on over here and join this party, this party, praise God, and just go do what God tells you to do.
That's right.
We got some wonderful testimonies I think we can shout about.
Okay, I'd like to do
read a few of those.
This is from Ben, watching from Brisbane, Australia. On my way to work, starting my day right, because it's a good day.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
See, that's a great attitude.
Mm-hmm. Ben was praising God for
these
testimonies.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Yeah, what else you got?
Morton says, praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Jesse, for inspiring me daily with your teachings. Amen from Kenya.
Inspiration is noisy.
Yes, it is. Man, you can't inspire with your closed mouth.
I did not know these testimonies here. Kathy gets that. I don't get it. That. What else? Go ahead,
Hugo says, watching from Mexico.
Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie and Darlene says, I received this message. It showed up at the perfect time.
Ooh,
thank you for your encouragement.
Isn't that a blessing?
Isn't that wonderful?
Encouragement is noisy.
Yeah. You have a statement. You say, encouragement is the oxygen for the soul.
Yeah. Oxygen. Breathe.
Yes. That's so
hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah.
We need
blessing.
To be encouraging each other. Amen. Jeannie says, hallelujah. Amen. Jesse and Kathy, God will put his super on our natural and things will get done fast.
Hallelujah.
God bless. I love and appreciate you both.
What a blessing.
And then Lanette says, I am thankful that I can be partners with y'all, my favorite preachers.
Now, that's something to shout about. Now,
amen.
Let me tell you something about partnership at this ministry. I don't know about other ministries, and I'm not being critical of them. 100%. Say that with me. 100%. Everybody in the studio, say it with me.
100%
of what you send financially goes into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free since 1982. None of your money goes to pay interest on a note, on anything. If we do something, like if Kathy wants something done at the ministry, fixing something, that's all paid for. Everything we do, we pay in cash completely. And I mean, if we don't have credit cards, we have charge cards. We charge it and pay it every 30 days, so we never pay 1 ounce of interest because we protect your partnership. That's something to shout about. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry, whether it's a euro, dollar, whatever you use, that we get a soul into the kingdom of God. And it was such a blessing. You want something to shout about? Just last month, we had 4.2 more people contact our ministry on social media. You ought to shout about that.
It's exploding.
I mean, it's exploding.
Hallelujah.
And why?
In
we bring joy.
Yeah.
So I ask you to be a partner because none of it comes to me. None. The only money that comes to me is if somebody's, and that happens, they say, we want this for Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy.
So we honor their.
Yeah, we have to do, well, by law, I have to do that. That's designated, see? You know, by law, see? And if you designate to the church and I took that, then you go to jail over that kind of stuff. No, we don't do that. So I want to thank you. And if you'd like to be a partner, you can go to jdm.org. That's our website. And just hit a donate button somewhere on there. You can do that. You can use PayPal if you like. If you want to use that, you can text to give. A one-time donation or a recurring one. Some people do that. You can go to our free JDM apps and select your giving, or you can mail in a check or your donation, whatever it is, and 100% of it goes in the world of evangelism. And let me tell you something. You may not believe this, but this is truth. We get excited about the $5 giver as much as we get excited about the $1 million giver.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, that's not lying. That's the truth. Because you take all them fives, it turns into a million.
Exactly.
Or those 20s, or those tens, or hundreds, or whatever, you know, people send. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. And I get so excited, not because of the money. In fact, I've told my finance department and my partner care, I said, you see this? This is not money. They go, what? This is not money. This is people.
Yeah.
We're reaching people. We're changing lives. One soul at a time.
Amen.
We take time. We are concerned about you. You know how the Bible says, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession or confession, Jesus Christ. This ministry considers our partners. We pray for you on a daily basis. We ask God to bless you with 30, 60, 100, 4,000 times. Why not? And when you send a prayer request, we don't go, oh yeah. No, we pray. We believe and we receive. That's what your partnership is doing. Now, you ought to shout about that. I don't know about other ministries, and I believe they're doing it too. I'm going to take the high road. But I know one thing. This ministry does this. And I can prove to you that we are actually in the total will of God. You want me to prove it to you? In 49 years of preaching this glorious, noisy gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. Why is that? Because I got more faith than you? No, I don't believe I do. But I might have a little more obedience. I just like obeying God. When I finish this pretty soon, I'm going to be heading out to another place to preach the gospel. Then Kathy going to be heading out to another place to preach the gospel. She going one way, I go the other. It's a blessing of the Lord. Why? Because we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So can I read that one more time, Psalms 100?
I got some more testimonies.
Okay. Let me read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Go ahead, read another one.
I have two more I wanted to read. Margaret says, it was so good to see the both of you in California with my granddaughters.
Oh, yes.
I called your ministry and talked to a team member. She is the one that gave me the information where you both were going to be. I'm so thankful we got to see you all. The pastor and his wife blessed my granddaughter, and I took her clothes shopping.
Isn't that a blessing?
We are full. Isn't that great? How the body of Christ comes together. This one's from Sam. Says, the boardroom chat is just so much of an encouragement. Thank you. So that just really flows in together with what the Lord put on your heart.
Encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. Breathe.
Amen.
You know what? We're not big shot preachers. I never wanted to be, I don't know, whatever you call it. I just want to please God. And I want to please you. Am I a blessed man? Yes, I am. You know why? Because I'm a giver. Jody told me that, Daddy, you a giver. Gloria Copeland gave me a phenomenal compliment. She said, Jesse, other than Kenneth, you are just like that. You and Kenneth love to do that. Well, I know a lot of people that love to give. They just flat enjoy. Yeah, we enjoy receiving, but not as much as giving. And it's such a blessing. Now, we don't let people abuse us. We don't do that. You know, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I don't walk up to people and go, oh, you the person that's supposed to bless me. No. Anyway, that's a religious con artist doing that kind of stuff. But we are concerned about how you live spiritually, physically, and financially. And if you're a giver, and God gave me this wonderful statement, no one's ever been reduced to poverty by giving. Because it's seed sowing, which brings harvest back in every which way, shape, or form.
I love it.
So, you know, I just want you to be noisy in your Christianity. Allow people to see it. Keep that smile on your face. That doesn't mean things don't come. I'm very careful with this hand. Kathy knows about it. I busted up this. It was black and blue. I fell and hit my hand like this on the concrete. And, I mean, it's hard even like to come pick up those glasses. You know, and I can feel it. I mean, I don't deny it, but that doesn't stop me from shouting praise unto God. And I'm going to tell you something. I shouted to the Lord. I said, the devil, you tried your best shot, but you couldn't. You can't do it. You may have the power to hinder, but you don't have the power to stop. And I'll tell you, the day that we see Jesus kick that sucker in the lake of fire, there's going to be a shout like you've never seen before. And he'll be locked down for eternity. Think about that, my God. That's going to be a wonderful time. No more sickness. No more sadness. Think about that. My God, man. All the things Satan has done will be destroyed in himself and thrown into that fire, into the pit of hell for eternity. I think I'm going to shout over that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to ever, like we say, we're going to ever be with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's something to consider. It's something to think about. It's just something to talk about, and it's something to be noisy about. Go ahead, Kathy. I'm preaching too much,
I love
much,
that.
I guess.
You know, while you were preaching or talking about all of this, I was thinking about Paul the Apostle, how he wrote to Timothy, his son in the faith. And in 2 Timothy, he had to stir his faith up. You know, he must have been encountering some difficulty.
Oh, he was.
And I love the way, and I was reading it in the Amplified and then again in the Passion Translation, but it's so powerful. He's telling him, he wrote him, he says, I'm writing to encourage you.
Hallelujah.
To fan the flame and rekindle. But first of all, it's okay. I want to go back to verse, it's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. He says, I know that you have wept for me, because he was in prison when he wrote this to him. In fact, this was the last letter that Paul wrote. I know that you have wept for me, your spiritual father, and your tears are dear to me. I can't wait to see you again. I am filled with joy as I think of your strong faith that was passed down through your family line. It began with your grandmother, Lois, who passed it on to your dear mother, Eunice. And it's clear that you too are following in the footsteps of their godly example.
Praise God.
And verse 6 goes on to say, I am writing to encourage you to fan into a flame and rekindle the fire of the spiritual gift that God imparted to you when I laid my hands upon you. For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. So never be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or be embarrassed over my imprisonment, but overcome every evil by the revelation of the power of God.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You would think that Timothy would be writing him. They're going to kill him. But he's writing letters of encouragement.
Yeah.
He loved the churches that he established. And that's a wonderful thing.
And
you know,
he told them to rejoice.
And rejoice.
Rejoice always.
I love Jesse the Planter's ministries and Covenant Church. We established it. We watch over it. We're very careful with it. Yeah. If something's dirty, we clean it. It's amazing. I've had people say, my God, man, did you build this church last year? No, when we started building it, well, we finished it in 2000.
In 97.
In 97, everything. And I mean, it looks like it's only been out there about a year.
Well, some areas are getting a facelift right now.
Well, getting a facelift. Kathy's always looking to facelift.
Painting things and fixing things.
Hallelujah. Kathy said one time, they said, if you want a good facelift, go to a Jesse the Planter's ministry meeting, because he'll make you smile.
It was a little ad that I put in the magazine years ago. Want a facelift that everyone will notice?
Yes.
Go hear Jesse.
Anyway, thank you once again.
That ought to be your testimony, too. Yeah. Get around you, that person, and you'll be lifted up.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, thank you again for all that you do for this ministry. Your prayers, your faithful financial support, and even your tears. Now, that's a matter. I do believe I have some people that when I'm attacked, they cry for me. They, oh, Lord, protect him that he don't get discouraged. Well, discouragement is not in my vocabulary. I decided to bless God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So until next time.
Wait, and also,
one more. Say something.
I just want to say that your comments and words of are an encouragement to us. So we thank you so much for taking the time to write this to let us know that what we do is touching your life and changing you and helping you. That's what we're committed to do, to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. And you're a precious soul to us.
Praise the Lord. And thank you. So we're going to close this thing out right
now. With a shout.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Woo-hoo! Make a joyful noise.
We see you next week. God bless you.
Bye-bye.